Philip Rivers still elite, not a lot of weapons this year, they're all hurt, but what does he bring?
I mean, obviously he brings a wealth of knowledge. I mean, he calls a lot of things from the line of scrimmage, gets them in the right plays, does a lot of check-in. So, you know, we have the utmost respect for him. He's a seasoned vet that is not only a seasoned vet, but he's a proven player that plays at a pro ball level. So, you know, he's a tough guy, tough quarterback. He competes every snap. That's what we love about him, you know. So it's a tough task, you know, to defend him.
Audric feels like he's making some more plays in the backfield. Has he taken another step in his transition to his team?
Yeah, I think that Jared's just feeling really comfortable with not only just the whole environment and the system, and, you know, he's playing fast and he practices hard, and, you know, and he just continues to get better each week. So, you know, that's a fun thing to see when a guy comes in, you know, to the system for the first time and he makes progress. It's a great job by Coach Wash and Coach Wycott, and, you know, getting that done.
Avery gets some snaps. Marks is on the spot, he can play several, but what do you want out of him?
Well, you know, that position in particular, it's not only a stout position where you got to hold the point at of a double team, but also it's a position where you get a lot of one-on-ones and pass protection. So, you know, you got to be able to win those things. But I will say this, Avery's been playing really well this year. I mean, you know, me personally, very impressed with the way that he's been playing. He plays with an awful lot of effort and energy and, you know, makes hustle plays. So, you know, it's fun to see a guy like that come along also, you know, that came up in our system and, you know, he's really maturing.
Is it a guy like Alualu can shift inside and outside?
I mean, that gives us a lot of flexibility. You know, he and Jared, you know, they both can play the three technique and the six technique. And I think even at times this year we've played Tyson at nose, you know, when we got in situations. So he gives us a lot of flexibility, and he does a very good job. He's a consistent vet that understands the system at all three positions. So that's a good situation for us.
How do you think it went, that final play against the Titans, the coverage that you had? It didn't look like Mariota had any really where to go with the ball before Andre got to him.
Yeah, that was, you know, something that Coach Bradley brought up, and, you know, it ended up being an excellent thing. You know, we just wanted to make sure that, you know, we kept, if the ball was caught, it had been in front of them. We lined guys at the 4-yard line and, you know, in front of them. If it was caught, if it was thrown behind them, we had behind that point, we had enough guys to make plays, we felt like.
So you guys were in good position.
I think, you know, obviously as a coach, when you look at every play, there's always something you could do better. But, you know, it's something that we could definitely make sure that we work on and get it taken care of. But, you know, Andre obviously making the sack was a big plus.
Gates still a handful?
Yeah, he's still a handful. I mean, I think he's only played in 5 games this year. I'm not sure. But he's he's a seasoned vet. He knows how to get open. He knows how to body you up. He knows where to put his body in position to make catches. You know, so we have an awful lot of respect for him.
Talvin's always had a knack for making plays. But is there anything last 4 or 5 games that he's doing differently soon?
Well, the thing about Talvin, you know, I'm sure you guys have all talked to Talvin, but Talvin has a lot of spirit, and he plays with a lot of spirit. And he's a very instinctive football player, and he plays with a lot of energy. And, you know, so he puts himself in position to make some really big plays, and he's extremely fast. I mean, the guy is really, really fast. So it puts him in position to make some big plays, you know. So he's a playmaker for us, and we would love for him to continue making plays.
How much has Thurston's comfort level grown in the last couple of days?
Well, I think, you know, he started against Tampa as a Mike. You know, now he's playing a different position. But I think it's getting better. And, you know, he's been thrown into a tough situation. But he's made some plays and, you know, done some really good things. But, you know, he, once again, he's a guy, a young guy that has bounced around. Now we nothing but get. Okay?
Cool. Thanks, bro.
That's it.
It's cool.
You're not getting off that easy.
Well, blitzing, he really does. He has a knack for getting to the quarterback, and I think he's just an instinctive football player, Vito. I think that whether it's making plays on the ball or fitting in the run, if you guys watch. He makes a lot of tackles on the edge. I think he's just an instinctive football player that whenever he gets him put in position to make a play, he has that type of ability. Okay?
Thank you. All right.